I'd like to start each message with a couple of inspiring thoughts. And the first one is this: a simple act of kindness has a beauty of its own. And here's the second one, but you're really going to have to listen if you want to get what they're trying to say. This is one from Confucius. And Confucius, which might be confusing, he says, to make the egg roll, push it. Okay? Push it. A little humor there. As always, it is so good to be with you. I truly mean that. You brighten my day just like the sunshine. You really bring sunshine into my life. And I must say that it truly is a wonderful thing to belong to a loving and caring community like St. Albert the Great Parish. It makes you feel good inside. This morning we are beginning a new 3-week homily series that addresses the disciples' response to a world of growing social concerns. Now I gotta be honest with you, I had the hardest of time coming up with a title for this series because I wanted to address social concerns from what Jesus modeled, as Jesus is our teacher and we are his disciples. So while we were singing just a couple of weeks ago the song, We Are Called at Mass, boom, there was the title there. I said, that's the title. We are called. We are called. Do you know how the song goes? And maybe we'll sing it before in the next couple of weeks. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another. Isn't that beautiful? That's truly a perfect title for what we're looking at. In this first homily, I want us to look at sort of the groundwork or developing three fundamental questions a disciple of Jesus is going to ask about social concerns. And then the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at specific areas of concerns and how that we can focus more fully on addressing them. The first question is this: what are social concerns? Have you ever wondered about that? Well, you know, sometimes as Catholics, we have so many definitions. It's like, what does it mean? How many words does it mean? What does it mean? But it truly boils down to this. Social concerns are social issues that concern us. That's exactly what they are. Things about our society that concern us. So as you begin to let the wheels begin to move in motion, what's on your list of social concerns? What is it that you're concerned about? Because we all have a list. But here's one of the challenging things that we have to remember with social concerns. Social concerns they tend to be relative to what a person believes or a person perceives as a concern. So for Christians, we need more objective direction and guidance than that if we want to see a vision of a just society take about. So our list of social concerns is rooted in two things. It's rooted and grounded in the Holy Scriptures, the authority of the Scriptures, and also the long-standing tradition of the Church. Let me offer you just out of the Scriptures a couple of examples about what's on God's list of social concerns. Here we go. God loves the orphan, the widow, and the stranger. You are your brothers and sisters' keeper. Open your mouth to speak on behalf of those who are in need. God is a refuge for the poor. Don't delay in giving to those who are in need. All workers should be paid a just and a living wage. Live in right relationship with others and you will be at peace. And finally, all the earth is the Lord's, care for all created things. Now, that's just a few of the items that is on God's list of social concerns. And so in an attempt to group these together, the Church, in its long-standing tradition, has identified 7 key areas that are at the heart of being a socially responsible disciple of Christ. Let me give them to you very quickly. They are these: the life and the dignity of the human person, support of marriage and the family, human decency, placing the needs of the poor and the vulnerable first, respecting the basic rights of workers, a global pursuit of justice and peace, and caring for the environment. The second question is this, as we begin our basics. What is the state of social concerns in the world today? Well, if I give it to you in one word, it's this. It's growing. It's growing. When Jesus walked upon the earth, the population at that time was estimated to be 200 million people. 1800 years, or in 1804, the population had grown to 1 billion people. 156 years later, or in 1960, it was 3 billion people. 14 years later, or in 1974, it was 4 billion people. 13 years later, or in 1987, it was 5 billion people. And then 12 years later, or in 1999, 6 billion people. Do you see the exponential growth that's taken place? And in 2011, 7 billion people. And today, in 2018, there are 7.6 billion people on the face of this planet. So you can just begin to imagine the magnitude of trying to address the social concerns of such a massive population over a relatively short span of time. Let me give you just a couple of quick examples. 6 billion people, or 80% of the world's population, lives on less than $10 a day. And preventable diseases such as diarrhea and pneumonia take the lives of 2 million children a year. Staggering, isn't it? See, the sheer volume of people, along with things like real-time communications, where that we know what's going on the other side of the world within just a click of a switch, that quick, advancements in technology, and also I think growing today, there's a growing tendency for people to focus more on their own personal needs rather than the needs of other people. But all of these things, when you put them together, what has happened is it's lengthened our social concerns list. Now, let me ask you another question to sort of get you primed here. As, since you think about when the new millennia began, just 18 years ago, has your list of social concerns grown? Has it gotten bigger? Well, if I had to say, I would say that it has. And if you want to get a good grasp of social concerns from a global perspective, I would strongly encourage you to watch a movie that is by Pope Francis, because Pope Francis not only makes us aware, but he also offers us a word of hope. Because, see, as Christians, as people of God, we are a people of hope. But the movie that he has, it's called A Man of His Word. And it's great. It was in the movies just a couple of months ago. And then it's going to be released on DVD in December. So one of the things that we're planning as a social concerns group here at the parish is to show that to you. But it's a great way to become aware of the need. The third question, fundamental question, is why is addressing social concerns considered to be a deeply spiritual matter? Yes, that's right. It is a deeply, deeply spiritual matter. Now, you've already asked a couple of good questions so far, but this one takes us to the very core of who we are, or as I like to put it, whose we are. Who is it that we belong to? Because here's the reality of our situation. Christians do not address social concerns purely out of a sense of moral obligation to society or fulfilling some type of political agenda. No. Instead, we are driven, we are compelled, and we are filled with passion for the social concerns of others by the most powerful force in the world, and that most powerful force in the world is the love of God. It is the love of God. I love what Jesus said. In the same breath, Jesus summed up the essence of life. Wouldn't you love to? That's how beautiful it is. He summed up the essence of life in just a couple of words. He says, "My dear disciples, love God and love others." That's it. And then he goes on in the Gospel of John, because see, now when Jesus was here, we got to see even more fully the true nature and the character and the identity of who God is. And so he looks at his disciples like you and he says, and a new commandment I give you. And this commandment is this, as I have loved you. Now see, there's that modeling of discipleship, modeling of what Jesus has taught us. Jesus says, as I have loved you. And that's pretty substantial, isn't it? Well, he says, you must love one another as well. And he says, by this, everyone will know, by this kind of love, that you are my disciples. See, it is God's love that supercharges our heart and our mind and our soul to be concerned about the well-being of other people. As Christians, we look at people through the lens of God's love, and then we love them as we reach out to them. Listen once again to some of the words out of the scripture. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Another one, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. In today's second reading, we heard, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. Paul goes on to say, be imitators. Here's that modeling aspect again, this discipleship. Be imitators of God and live in love. And there's that powerful force and word again. And then whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. There's our motivation. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to say more about the motivating power of God's love in reaching out and loving others. Now, at the end of each homily, I'm going to offer you a quick practical thought about some aspect of social concerns. And a question that probably is asked most frequently, particularly in the world and society that we live in today, particularly if you're somebody that likes to solve problems and get things done and go on to the next one, it's this question. How does one disciple strive to meet the social needs of so many people? How do you do that? Well, you have to be careful, because here's the challenge that we get into. If you're not careful, there's a tendency to feel overwhelmed when you see the reality of the situation, or get stressed out, or worse, to get burned out, or even worse, to drop out and to turn an eye away from all of the needs that are going on in the world. But God's love says this, hey, wait a minute, you got things confused, you got things mixed up. You know, God says to love, as Mother Teresa said, God said to love one another. He didn't say try to love the whole world. No, that's what we do as a group, corporately. And so how do we do that? Well, I want to encourage you in just a couple of seconds here, in the face of so many social concerns, I want you to listen to some of the words of one of Jesus's great contemporary disciples. You may have heard of her. Her name is Saint Teresa of Calcutta. See, she ministered to the poorest of the poor across the whole face of the earth. So she has a lot of wisdom and authority when she speaks. So listen to what this saint of God, this disciple of Jesus, had to say. In this life, we cannot do great things, only small things with great love. She says, we ourselves feel sometimes that what we are doing is just a drop in the ocean. But the ocean, she says, would be less because of that missing drop. She says, it's not the magnitude of our actions, but it is the amount of love that is put into them that matters. There's that driving force again. And then she says, God didn't call me to be successful. He called me to be faithful. She says, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one person. And finally, many, she says, mistake the work of the Sisters of Charity with our work and our vocation. But listen to what she says. See, here's the compelling force. She says that our vocation is the love of Jesus. There it is. It's the love of Jesus. So I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection this morning. First of all, the message hashtag is, you are called. You are called as one of Jesus' disciples. So how do you, as one of Jesus' followers, respond to an ever-growing world of social concerns? And the second thing is this. How spiritually connected are you to loving God and loving others? I've been so encouraged lately because people have been coming up to me and saying, hey, I want to reconnect with God. I really want to get back in touch with God. And as we heard in the gospel reading today, that's exactly what Jesus is calling us to do, to reconnect with him, because what? He is our bread. Jesus is the bread. He's the food that will give us eternal and everlasting life. So if you feel God tugging at your heartstrings this morning to reconnect with him, let me say yes. Don't wait a second longer. Say yes, and you'll be glad that you did. God bless each and every one of you.